Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, it doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.
From the ATX Hot Sauce Studio in Austin, Texas, it's the Jeff Ward Show.
Award-winning and all-natural, ATX Hot Sauce has the perfect sauce for you. Flavor first, heat second, and not just local, going national. Go to ATXHotSauce.com.
The Jeff Ward Show.
I'm Jeff Ward, and the only agenda here is to make you think. Would you like the voting public to care more? Would you like the voting public to be more knowledgeable? Would you like elected officials to provide more substance? Of course, you're going to say yes. We don't mean it, but we're going to say yes. You'll say yes to all of the above. All right? If it's yes to all of the above, then let us bet on political races. You heard me. Let us bet on political races and the entire process changes. Politics today is dumbed down. It's no longer differences of policy. It's a culture war. Our vote is not them. The only reason, the only way we vote is not them. Awardism seems to be more true than ever before. And that is, we don't vote in favor of something. We vote against someone. It's always just not them. So a simple and effective fix, I would argue, to the entire political process is to make it a job, not a career. The goal of those elected, and it makes some sense, is to stay in office because the longer you stay in office, the longer the career, the greater your net worth. The entire slimy industry would change with term limits. Term limits have been kicked around for a long time. They're not going to happen, but the theory still holds, and that is, the less of a career and the more of a job, the higher the turnover, the better for the taxpayer, the better for the voter, right? Every elected office across the board, let's just say, had a limit of two terms. One would be perfect, but two terms. That way you'd make it a job, not a career. And we all know that's not going to happen. Not a chance. None of us would do it. None of us would agree to term limits if we were in the industry of politics because it's a lucrative career. Easily, you're increasing your net worth by 25%. How do we know that? Well, we know that because nobody quits. So any one of us would fight off term limits. Every one of us would want to keep the career going. We want to make as much money as possible and increase our net worth. At some level, you can understand why politics looks the way it does. Take term limits off the table. It's not going to happen. I'm not going to rant about it again. So forget it. Let it go. There's no appetite, no chance, no way. Don't even push it any longer, but there's a better fix. Or a different fix. Maybe even a more likely fix. We need to fix the voter to fix the slimy industry of politics. We suck as managing politicians. We suck at managing tax dollars. We suck at the management of politics, the industry of politics in general. We have not really done much to manage the people we put in office. We would never operate this way in our normal lives. We wouldn't manage employees and coworkers the way we do politicians. So we need to fix ourselves. We need to make sure we have skin in the game. Let us bet on politics. I said gamble. Let us put money on politics like we do on sports, and the entire process changes. Go ahead, start laughing, get it out of the way, say you're crazy, you lunatic, it's dangerous. Go ahead, get it done. Get it done. I know it's not going to go over well. But I tell you what, there's plenty of evidence to back me up. And I have no problem making the argument, and I have no problem thinking, you know what, there's something to this, so give me a chance. When we bet, we care. When we bet, we learn more. The more we bet, the more we try to know. If we have skin in the game, we study more. We'll care more. If you say, well, Jeff, now wait a second. We do have skin in the game. We have tax dollars. I know. I wish that were true. I wish that were proven to be true. I wish we did operate that way, but we obviously don't do that. That's nice. But we will pay more attention. We will scrutinize those running if we were betting. If, for instance, people were putting $100 straight out of your pocket down on the governor's race, you'd pay more attention. You would scrutinize more. You would study more. If you had a 6 or 8 race parlay, a parlay is several bets put into one. And I don't care if you're uncomfortable with me making these terms. I'm trying to make the argument. This is the way to get people to pay attention. And there's evidence to back it up. So if you put $100 or $200 or less or more, I don't care, on a 6 or 8 team parlay, you'd pay more attention. There would be more scrutiny. There would be more studying. We would mandate more knowledge if we had money out of our pocket on a race. We'll pay more attention. We'll try harder to win that bet than we do as a voter. We try harder to win the bet, $50, $100, than we care about our tax dollars. I'm not proud of this take necessarily. I'm not happy about it. But since term limits are off the table, shouldn't we try to find some other way to manage them better? We're not proud of the political process now. Here's a fix. You're screaming, wait a minute, you jackass. If Donald Trump claims the last election loss was fake, then what happens when it's about betting lines? Okay, it's probably the first reaction a lot of people have once you stop screaming you're crazy, Jeff. I get it. The answer back to Trump screaming about the fix is that that buffoon is going to scream he was cheated in any race that he loses. So whether you introduce gambling or not, the guy's going to scream if and when he loses every time. So what does it matter if there were bets placed or paper ballots or writing it on your forehead? It wouldn't matter to him. He's going to scream and yell, and his nutjob followers are going to scream and yell anytime he loses. So you can't let that get in the way of a better fix for the political process. He's always going to have an excuse for losing. So the noise that Trump would make or the noise that's in your head that makes you say there's no way this would ever work, don't let that scare you away from what is arguably the only fix in front of us now. The reality is, with betting, the more you put it above board, the cleaner the process is. There is no cheating. There's none. There's no fix. There's no fake ballots. Here's why I bring it up. Kalshi, K-A-L-S-H-I, Inc. Don't know much about the derivatives market. Some of you might, but I like where they're going. And I like the big picture argument of what betting on races would do to us, the voter. It's reported now by Bloomberg News that Kalshi, Inc. may become the New York Stock Exchange of U.S. elections. The up-and-coming prediction market operator, backed by some of the biggest names on Wall Street and Silicon Valley, is already a force in launching new contracts for investors and bettors to trade on everything from climate change to potential moon landings. I'd rather bet on a weekend's game than a moon landing, but okay. Yet Kalshi's latest planned market, focused on which political party will control Congress in the new year, is sparking debate in Washington. The proposal... They want to list 2 new so-called political events contracts on the question of whether Democrats or Republicans will take each chamber after the midterms. Investors, is that what we call gambling? Really? Because I don't feel like that when I'm at the craps table. I don't feel much like an investor. But maybe if I look at it as I'm investing in the casino, I guess maybe it's more tolerable. Investors would be able to wager as much as $25,000. Oof. On the outcomes of elections. You spend it in tax dollars. I made the argument you'll care a lot. You'll pay a lot of attention. If it were $100 out of your pocket, imagine $25,000. And there's a modern day phenomenon to back me up. Give me a chance. Officials at the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, the regulator in charge of overseeing U.S. derivatives markets, have long been reluctant to open up trading in elections. In 2012, this has already come up before, the CFTC rejected a similar bid by the North American Derivatives Exchange, or Nadex. The regulator was concerned that the products effectively represented a form of gambling. true, that they could influence the outcomes of the races themselves and were ultimately not in the public interest. You're wrong. You're wrong. The public is dumb. We're stupid and going nowhere fast. So that's the wrong way to look at this. I know you'd say, well, 2012, you may be right. We might have been smarter voters in 2012, but we're not now. We're dumber than ever, and it's getting worse. This is the public interest. My argument is based on the concept of the public interest. How do we get the public interested? How do we get the public to scrutinize? The public is not scrutinizing now. Here's the way to do it. Take $100 out of your pocket. Let's go. You'll pay attention. So I disagree with the pushback on the original concept in 2012, although historically we've done this before.
This episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Guys, boost your performance by going to BlueChew.com. That's Blue Chew. Go to BlueChew.com. Listen up. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra, but in chewable tablets, and best of all, at a fraction of the cost. You can take them anytime, day or night, so you can plan ahead. The process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. The best part? It's all done online. No visit to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, no waiting in line at the pharmacy. Blue Chew tablets are made in the U.S. and prepared and shipped direct to your door in a discreet package. It works. Discover your options by going to BlueChew.com. Here's a special deal. Try BlueChew.com free when you use the promo code Jeff Ward at checkout. Just pay the $5 shipping. Do this now. Go to BlueChew.com. Use the promo code Jeff Ward. Receive your first month free. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. BlueChew sponsors this podcast. A lot of you can relate to this. My goal is to eat healthy and stress-free this spring, and you will not find healthier and easier options than Factor Meals. Here's why. Every fresh, never frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. See, that's healthy and easy. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options. This includes popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan. On top of the amazing options from Factor Meals, you have the option of 60 different add-ons every week. This can include breakfast or on-the-go lunch or even snacks. It's healthy and easy, so get started today. Chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals with premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, broccolini, or truffle butter. And the Factor meals are no-mess meals. That means no prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. Heat and savor the good stuff. It's that easy. Factor meals are all about your schedule. Customize your weekly meals and get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to match your lifestyles. You want healthy and easy or just easy? Do this. Go to factormeals.com/JeffWard50. Use the code JeffWard50 to get 50% off your first box and 20% off your next box. Try Factor Meals. You'll love it. My family's crazy about them. Do this. Go to factormeals.com/JeffWard50. Use the code JeffWard50 and you get 50% off your first box and 20% off your next box. Remember it. It's factormeals.com/JeffWard50.
Go back to 2020. Here is CFTC Commissioner Jill Summers. When we think about what happened in 2020, do we really want another excuse for the American people to question the integrity of our elections? This is not something we want to be introducing into a federally regulated financial market. You are wrong, Jill. This is precisely why we want the public betting. This fixes the idiocy problem. We're the idiots. We need to be fixed. And the only way we're going to fix ourselves is to dig money out of our own pocket and do this. I'll give you proof. Somebody named Coleman Strumpf. Coleman Strumpf. Never knew this until I started reading. He is an economics professor at Wake Forest University, and he researches prediction markets. In 1916, what a good year, right? In 1916, in the presidential election alone, the equivalent of more than $276 million was wagered. See? And we got rid of it and we got dumber. For all I know, the professor's right. In 1916, we were pretty smart. Not now. 2022, we're really dumb and we really don't care. And this is the way to get us to care. He goes on to say, people have been interested in betting on elections as long as the country's had elections. There's always been an underground tradition in the U.S. He's exactly right. Kalshi, this is the company that wants to operate this, says it wants to change that by bringing political prediction trading into light. It's going to clean up the process. Now, I could bore you with all my knowledge of Vegas. It's perfectly above board. Absolutely above board. It doesn't matter what kind of noise Trump makes. This is not about Trump or even the politicians. This is about us. This is a brilliant way to get us more involved. And we do it. Kalshi executives argue that political trading on its venue would mean better oversight, protection, and safeguards than today's incumbents, possibly opening up political betting markets to far more people. Launched in 2021, they count Sequoia Capital and private equity legend Henry Kravis among its investors. The CEO of this company said this, everyday Americans are always exposed to election risks. He cites tax policy as an example of how Congress hits investors big and small. Exactly. Exactly. I mean, we're getting a bloody nose and don't seem to care. And yeah, I'm sure they're going to make money off of us. They're not the point. He goes on to say, we're trying to bring these tools to the masses. You're basically financially hedging a variety of different things in your life instead of just sitting down and thinking, okay, this is just going to make my next 4 years worse. In other words, you're getting beaten up by taxes, then you're not paying any attention and you can't figure it out. And the betting process would be very clear and very transparent. Here are the variables. Good point. Voter turnout, well, for presidential race, has soared. Misinformation is now rampant online. Sports betting is bigger than ever. There's the lesson. There's the lesson. All right, you want the evidence. Here it is. You've probably lived it yourself. This past week alone, bars, living rooms, sports books, Zoom meetings all over this country, guess what people are doing? Certainly 99% of all men between the ages of, 16 and 70 have been doing what? Fantasy football. They've been doing what? Studying data, studying trends, studying everything about the upcoming football season to make bets. We've studied harder than we would for any election. I'm at dinner. What's the conversation over dinner? The conversation over dinner takes the better part of 35 minutes to discuss some obscure third-string tight end who might be a good sleeper pick, and we're breaking down the data on whether or not this sleeper tight end can be a good third option for the quarterback. More went into that pick, more data and more scrutiny went into that pick that went into studying the tariff policy of Donald Trump. More went into that obscure sleeper pick that went into studying red flag laws and buying guns. More goes into the analysis of Ezekiel Elliott that goes into the effectiveness of any immigration policy. More studying has happened this week than the studying of any candidate in any office at any time during the election cycle. It's a fact. The more we know about fantasy picks, some no-name running back that after 20 have already been taken, right? We know more about NFL player stats than we do local representatives. I'll make this bet to keep the theme going. More people can name two running backs for the Dallas Cowboys than can name their state representative. And I don't even think that bet's that far off. I'd probably bet a lot on that particular bet. It wouldn't even be close. We care more about our fantasy tight end, place kicker, quarterback, backup wide receiver than we do our state senator. We know more about them than we do our state senator. We know more about them, their injuries, and their past than we even do our state senator's policies. We care more. We study more because we have skin in the game. Take $50 out of our pocket, we've got skin in the game, and we are going to study that thing like it's the LSAT. If you make a sports bet, you study stats, you study trends. You can watch people do it. You've probably done it yourself. It's happening all across this country. Go to a sports book anytime and watch how much people study before placing a bet. Watch how much any one of you would study before placing a $100 bet. Most people can't even name their members of Congress, but this week can name everything about some obscure NFL player. You don't like it. No one's comfortable with it. You hate to hear it, but it'll work. It would work. It would work and be fun in the process. Open up politics to betting, because if we treat politics like we do fantasy football and gambling, whatever our next parlay is, the entire process changes overnight. The entire management of people in office changes overnight. Their burden to talk to us and give us policy and give us details, the minute we make a bet, that process changes overnight. Wherever you are on the hot sauce scale, could be hot, mild, somewhere in between, all natural ATX hot sauces has something for you. And I need to add award-winning to the ATX hot sauce resume, because ATX hot sauce took home 2 gold medals at the famous Austin Chronicle Hot Sauce Awards. This is a 32-year-old event that brings out the biggest and the best in the hot sauce space. And it was the very first time ATX hot sauce had even entered the event. Cool name, cool logo, and very cool slogan. Flavor first, heat second, and instead of saying local all the way, I'll add going national all the way. Order now. Go to atxhotsauce.com. That's atxhotsauce.com.
Get the Jeff Ward Show podcast on the Apple or Spotify podcast platform, or wherever you're listening right now.